Well, last week, when you joined us at this very time, yes, we talked about tasty wines from Lisbon, Portugal. Tonight, we're traveling to the port side of the country.
Ah, nice. Wine columnist for the Washington Examiner, Scott Greenberg, says there are some delicious goodies. Hello, Scott Greenberg. So why don't you press your little button there, your microphone?
Oh, I'm on now.
Ah, look at that. Well, now that you've learned how to use a mic, why don't you tell us about port?
Is this thing on? I'll tell you, it's cold outside. It is really cold outside, and I think that tawny ports are not just a great wine to warm up with. They're a great wine to warm up with, and they are a good value.
Okay, what makes them so good? How are they made?
Well, they're made in a Solera method, and it's a little bit tricky to try to describe on the radio, but I'll try. They're made in these large barrels, and then as evaporation occurs, they take the next oldest vintage and top off that barrel, and then as that barrel evaporates, they take the next oldest vintage in line and top that one off, and then so on and so on and so on. This goes on for a couple of years. So a tawny port is really a blend, if you will, of many years, and they get like an average age of 6, 7, 8, 9 years. And then if you get wines of age of distinction, tawnies of age of distinction, they could be 10, 20, 30 years old. But it's an average age.
And what's so nice about the Portugal ports?
Well, first of all, they're made with wonderful grapes that are grown in a very specific region where the vines that grow there are really stressed out. So a lot of flavor gets concentrated in the berries. They take these, they make the wines, and then what they do is they stop the vinification, the fermentation process, by adding in a distilled spirit. That makes it a little bit sweet and a little bit of higher alcohol, so you got to be careful when you drink these.
Okay, where are you starting with recommendations tonight?
Let's say, you know, as tawny ports go, why don't we try the non-vintage Taylor Fladgate Special Tawny? It's really special. What I like about it, it has this ambish reddish color, which, you know, belies its age. It looks a little bit older than it really is. And it has these jammy cherry and roasted apricot and baked plum flavors and really great clean notes. Baking spices, as you like those, Hillary, and a little bit of clove. $14, not bad.
What about an aged tawny?
Well, let's go with an aged tawny. Which one do I want? I think I'm going to try the Weyers Tawny Port, the 10-year-old tawny. It's called the Otima. And it's the number on the 10-year represents, again, the average age of wine spent in wood. But this version really supplies plenty of flavored flavors on a medium-bodied frame. Notes of dried mango, caramel, roasted coffee and toffee, and maybe just a little bit of hint of cocoa on the silky smooth finish. Now, it's $22 a bottle, but it's a 500-milliliter bottle. So it's a little bit smaller than a standard bottle, but a little bit bigger than a half bottle.
Now, you're talking prices $15 to $25 for the most part. Is that the average price for a port, or are they usually higher than that?
Well, it depends on the port. Now, vintage ports, you know, where it's a very specific vintage and they're making wines from only that vintage, they're not blending anything else in, those can run $50 to $200.
Uh-huh.
So the tawny ports are a less expensive option, really great, and best of all, you can open, have a little bit, put the cork back in the last couple weeks.
I've never had a $200 port.
Well, you're just not hanging out with the right people.
Apparently not. I'm gonna be a buddy to you, Scott.
Come on over.
Scott Greenberg, wine columnist for the Washington Examiner. If you want to know what wine to drink with your next meal, check out Scott's wine recommendations at WTOP.com. Just search Wine of the Week.